The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen. One way to tell if a person is no longer living is to observe if that person is moving or not moving. There are other more clinical ways, of course, but this is one way. Is that person moving at all or not? Not just the limbs, the eyes, or the mouth, but is the heart moving, the lungs, the brain? Is there any activity? On that Good Friday, Jesus stopped moving entirely. Limbs, eyes, mouth, heart, lungs, brain. The Son of God died. So they wrapped him up and stored him away, as you do to the dead. The living Jesus was a mover. You could hardly pin him down for more than a few days at a time. In fact, it was when he was moving that he was doing his best work. He wasn't much for sitting still. And even when he did sit still, his mind was always in prayer for us, to his Father. Always working. Always moving, even up the cross and down. So when Jesus this morning calls himself the way, it is a double-fold meaning. Jesus calls himself the way because that very night is when he gives himself that name. Is the night where he will be taken away from his disciples. It is the start of his passion and the start of our journey home. Jesus is taken, to die once for all, you and me, so I don't have to die forever. He does this to prepare a passage of safety for you and to smooth the paths that were formerly impassable without him. So Jesus is no mere model, but the actual road that we take to reach the mansions with many rooms, which he's preparing right now. Jesus moves from upper room into garden, into hands of guards, to Annas the priest, to Pilate, to Golgotha. I pray you're keeping up. And then to the tomb, once full of movement, now motionless, dead. But that too is part of being on the way, dying to self, dying to sin. But you know that Jesus cannot stay motionless. So on the first day of the week, he moves again, for the Word of God is living and active. And the Word of God is the way who does not waste time, making whoever it enters active too. You heard it. In Acts, the apostles are busy preaching. Yet widows need to eat, so there is still a job to do. Deacons are appointed so that no time is lost, because the church has to continue doing her work. And then Stephen gets busy too, dying for his Lord and with his Lord. For even the dying are doing the Lord's work. To die in Christ is gain. And then St. Peter today pushes us to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. And that is everything we do, is it not? Since I am in Christ and he is in me, my thoughts, words, and deeds are all his. So I cannot stop the holy things and the holy works that he's given me to do. Motion, energy, activity, always on the move and always on the way. Yet, why does Thomas not know this? We all know this. Why doesn't he? It is Thursday evening. His feet have been washed by his master. His master has just served the last meal to him. Thomas and Jesus have been friends a long time. But when Jesus assures his disciples that, in fact, they do know the way to where he is going, Thomas asks, "We do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Philip jumps in and asks to see the Father. It's all they want. "Haven't we been friends a long time, and you still don't know me?" says Jesus. "Have you not heard the words I said? Have you not seen the works I have done? I have been moving, working, showing you the way, yet you have been distracted." In a final plea, Jesus says, "If you do not believe my words, believe on account of my works." And many they were. Jesus is on the move, on the way, as the way. And he asks you and asks me to see just that, that he does not stop, because that's what it means to be on the way. And that he does not wish for us to stop either, because whoever believes in Jesus will also do the works that he does, and greater works than these they will do. They will be on the move just like him and more. There is no doubt that this morning, in this holy place, we collectively have more goods in our physical possession than Jesus did on his earthly journey. Think about that when he says that greater works than these we will do. While Jesus did not have a place to lay his head, many of us have that and more. Blessings and gifts from God they are. What if using our abundance is one way to do greater works than those of Jesus? Certainly, this is one way of following him, of being on the way, by doing the great work that he would have us do. Last week, Jesus was the door, and through the door you've walked, and now you're on the way, which means Jesus is not settling down in this world. And you cannot believe that you have walked far enough with Jesus. Being on the way means believing that I still have value and can do some good work in Christ's church and in his world. And the psalm for today is certainly a great place to start. Because the way is a path, a journey, a road, we don't camp by and watch others pass by us. We walk, one step at a time, with the strength that we've been given to do the most good in calling others to know the way too. The way that leads on high, the way to mansions above, the way that flesh could not travel were it not for Jesus having done it first. No other will ever open the heavens for you or smooth over the ground that one on earth could ever walk but Jesus himself. For truly our Lord is the good way, a straight road with no confusing forks or turns, leading us directly to the Father. The good way he certainly is, found only in the good Jesus himself, the way that is given to you to love, the way to tend and keep, and finally rest with him your way forever. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Amen.